Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You want your child to thrive and reach their full potential. K-12 can help them get there. K-12 powered schools are tuition-free, accredited online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 3 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to enroll today.
Hey, guys.
It's
happening. With Snooki and Joey.
Ball game, take me out with the crowd. Buy me some peanuts and crackers.
Snooki? Well, that was lovely.
Ma'am?
Now, Snooki, are you, you're on your way to the ball field, correct?
I am going mobile. I am driving down to Renegades because it's Snooki night, and I'm a busy beaver today. So thank you guys for joining. Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the show. Snooki's on... joining us via satellite on the move. I'm in my bed. I just woke up from a Xanax coma. I'm having a lot of anxiety. We'll unpack that in a little bit. But welcome to the show, everyone. Happy Friday. Everyone grab a messy mama, grab a stranger's cock, and let's get this show off the road. Now, Snooki, are you
actually, I'm on the road.
Are you driving the minivan yourself, or do you have a driver?
No, I'm driving my own car. Because I'm going to go to my mommy's house. We're actually filming this for the show. And I wasn't sure if I wanted to like say it on Instagram. But I feel like I should have. Because then the stadium would have been packed. Because everyone wants to see my other castmates.
Well, should I say it?
So I should have said we're filming it. And you were supposed to come. But you have a wedding.
Yeah, not by choice. Trust me. I made a promise. I mean, I deal with the devil. I made a promise to my friend at work that I'd be her plus one to a wedding. Because she didn't have a date. Months ago.
God.
And I didn't realize.
So it's a stranger's wedding.
Well, it's a not only is it a stranger's wedding, but it's a stranger's wedding of in New Jersey. Of
are like, you gonna get attacked?
Attacked. It's all like 23-year-old people, all fans of us. And it's like,
oh,
I'm
sure, my God.
I'm gonna have to like literally take peyote, smoke meth, and like take the same kind of a mixture of pills to kind of sedate myself before I get there, because it's gonna
you
be
should have just said you should have just said you double booked yourself and you have to go with Snooki for the Renegades game.
I know, but she just got fired. She was my assistant that just got fired, so I feel bad. No, she doesn't have a job.
Your assistant?
Oh, yeah.
Who are you, Bill Gates?
No, Sandra, my social girl.
Sandra?
Sandra, my social girl. Her and Marty got fired.
Oh, Marty?
Yeah, he's gone too. Everyone's gone.
You're lying.
The whole house. Everyone you've ever met is gone. It's just me
and
Dave Portnoy that works there now. Literally just me and Dave. That's the only employees left. Whispering. Are you
wait,
drinking and driving?
No. How many of you are? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
She's buying vapes. I know what she's doing.
Yeah, so we need to get vapes because this is a secret. Well, it's going to be out anyway. Steph's going to know. But my best friend, Steph, who used to work at the Snooki Shop at Beacon, and we're moving in and everything, but it's her birthday. It was her birthday the 7th. So she booked this so I would go up. Like, I would have an excuse to go where she lives and celebrate her birthday. So she literally did this on purpose. But yeah, we're filming, and I pretended like we're not going to celebrate her birthday after. But we are. So after the game, we're done filming. And then, we're going to my friend Kira's house. We're going to go to the cabin, and we're going to have, like, a fun night with, like, wine and karaoke and just celebrating her birthday. So I have a busy day today.
I'm so excited. Wait, now, most importantly, I know you're having a big day, but I know what's in the back of your mind after a long day. Last thing you want to do is walk into a fucking an oven. Did she get air conditioning yet?
No, yeah. She definitely got air conditioning because I told her I can't do that. And it's like 90 degrees today. I don't understand what this weather is happening.
It's called an Indian summer, I believe. It's an endless summer if I had to write something down. It is literally, if you're in the East Coast or like in New York or Jersey, it is literally 94 degrees. I'm not even kidding you.
yesterday was disgusting, and I had to like practice my first pitch for tonight with Lorenzo, and I was literally dying in the heat. I thought I was gonna have a heat stroke. His soccer got canceled because it was so freaking hot.
Did you use a real baseball or did you use a softball? Because it's just a baseball game, right?
No, yeah, I used baseball. I mean, I'm not bad at like throwing, so we'll see how it goes. Well, but the tickets are still available if you bitches want to come. You go to hvrenegades.com. It's in Wappingers Falls, so it's in New York. It's definitely a little up, but the rooms are coming. I think the game starts at 7:30.
Oh,
but we're gonna be there like way earlier. So all the roomies are coming. We're filming it. It's gonna be a good time.
If you're in the Dutchess County area, pop on by.
Yes, please.
Fun fact: Snoopy used to work there at the snack bar, giving out pretzels and chips and floaters.
Yes.
But that's exciting for you. You know how they said the heat stroke, you're not supposed to go out of the house if you're elderly or overweight. And I'm both of those. So I need to stay put until I get.
Well, you're going to a wedding and you're going to perform.
I know I can't, you know, I'm going to do this. But you know, I'm looking forward to this weekend after like Labor Day weekend and doing all this wild stuff. I'm totally looking forward to just like hiding under the covers from everyone. My boyfriend's away. He's out of town. And then, you know, I'm just going to hide from everyone I've ever met under the covers with the air blasting and watch some spooky movies, some fall movies. I'm trying to get back into the fall movies right now because I'm trying to get in the mood. I'm not lit fall candles yet because I just like, it's not cold.
Oh, I have. I've decorated already.
Okay. I'm getting, I can't decorate except I'm getting kicked out of my apartment.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, I always decorate like the last week in August. So I was a little late this year. But I did it, and I'm all decorated. I just have to, like, really do the outside and make it spooky for Halloween. But I'm ready, bitches. I just really can't stand this freaking heat. I hate it. I hate summer. I'm over it. I hate sweating. I just want to be cold in the crisp air with a wine and an apple cider.
Yeah, I want to watch some seasonal movies. But is it worth paying $5.99 a month or $4.99 a month for the Hallmark Movie Channel?
No. Why do you have to pay for it? Oh, you don't have cable?
I have cable, but it's like you can't like watch movies on demand. I don't think I never even tried though. I have YouTube TV.
That's okay, I would just put in holiday movies. Yeah, do it on Freevee.
Oh yeah, I have that one too.
Yeah.
What else happened this week? I just got back from having a haircut. I realized I tried my suits on, and like I either have suits that are like enormously fat on me, like big, and I can swim in them, like Shaquille O'Neal wore them, or they're like skinny mini like Barbie outfits that don't fucking fit me. So I'm in between sides, and I'm like I'm not going out to buy a new suit for this thing. So I might just wear the suit I wore on my anniversary, but it's blue and it's like a black tie wedding. So like I don't know what to do.
You're gonna have to get a suit. Hi, can you fill it up regular, please? Sorry, I'm getting gas.
Oh, we all know Snoopy gets regular gas in her mama van. Mama,
I get regular gas. Fill it up, mama. So why are you having a panic attack or anxiety? What is happening?
Well, because I don't. Oh, my whole anxieties. Oh, because everything is going like not going wrong, but it's like you understand like how like I've been in this. I don't like change and I'm like moving around. I'm having a panic attack that I'm not going to find an apartment to move into. I'm not going to be able to afford it, and then like I'm going to end up in a shithole, shittier than the apartment I'm in now, and like moving all this shit. I'm just, like, it seems like, oh, I'm just nervous for the future.
Well, that's why, like, I wouldn't mind having someone help you. Like, fuck, like, giving someone a fee. Like, it's worth it.
Yeah.
And it's not like you're poor anymore.
I know, but still, it's like I'd rather take that money and buy a fucking couch with it, or buy a dining room table or something.
You'll probably get free furniture anyway. You're an influencer.
I'm trying to. Potato Barn never got back to me. I mean, I'm working with Potato Barn. I'm really pushing it out for that Potato Barn couch, but.
I totally forgot to get back to them.
Oh, I didn't. I've been keeping abreast of the situation, watching their every move. Hopefully
they have the best stuff.
Hopefully they hear from me. They have the biggest, coziest couches, and that's the vibes. I told the realtors I want three S's: square footage, sectional, sunlight, and what was the other S? I don't know what the other S was, but I need all the S's at this apartment.
It's happening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I want to be able to do a round off in my living room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you want to have a lot of room for activities.
Yeah, like if Sissy can't do, like, if Sissy can't practice cheer in my living room, I don't want it. Like,
yeah,
I want,
if she can't do a back handspring, you can't have it.
Like a triple back handspring and a triple axel. I'm going to have a skating, I'm going to have room to put down, like, a, you know, an area for ice skating. Like, I need activities. I'm never leaving this house since I move in. So I'm having stress about that. So again, I asking you again. Could I come in Crusaders? If you are a loved one, is a realtor and wants to work with me and not get
and won't charge him,
don't charge me a fee. But I'll Snooki and I will shout you out, and so will Gina from the Snooki shop. We'll all shout you out.
Yeah, okay.
I'm kidding. No, but I want, like, you know, something like, you know,
cheap bastard.
Hit me up. Yeah. Slide in my DMs at Joey Camasta on Instagram, and please let me know. Please, I need help.
Please.
But I just ran and got a haircut, and I've been, like, you know, I'm getting more.
Wait, so what did you do this weekend? Was this weekend the Hamptons, or was that last weekend?
That was Labor Day weekend.
Did I not? What did you do? Thank you. When was Labor Day weekend? Thank you. Oh yeah, it was this past weekend.
Oh yeah, I didn't even talk about that.
So annoying hanging out with all these girls. I feel like a jealous girlfriend.
I invited you.
I don't like sharing you. It, like, makes me upset.
Well, I don't talk to anyone. The only person I met that you might be intimidated by is this Victoria's Secret model that I'm friends with. Her name's Emily. She's so
oh, come on.
Do you want to talk? Let me break that here.
I'm not, like, jealous of, like, models and stuff. I'm jealous of, like, other reality stars. Like, what's her name?
Okay,
you've been hanging out with. Yeah. Which, like, obviously, like, I like her.
She's in the middle of a split. She broke her engagement off with her.
I heard.
Jason, so I do feel bad. It's sad news, but you know what? I think it was amicable, and hopefully they're both getting better for it. But I'm in the Hamptons. It was very fun.
Aren't you friends? Don't you, like, hit her up and ask if she's okay?
Yeah, I did. I said, you know, I'm here if you want to talk about anything. I can't imagine what you're going through.
That's nice.
Yeah. So she replied back. Aubrey O'Day. That was one sliding in the DMs. She's trying to get.
Oh, girl.
She was in the office. Right. And then I guess she slithered her way on over to me because I guess, like, she you know how other celebrities were in the same room. It's like it's common knowledge. You acknowledge them. Like, say, like, see, like, you and Madonna were in a restaurant. You would, like, give her the nod and be like, hi, girl. Like, you kind of it's a polite thing you do when another A-lister is in the room. So I guess she's
like a celebrity thing.
Yeah. You know, you do that, too, don't you?
Oh, I did that at the fashion show
for Gigi.
Yeah. We'll talk about that. But yeah, I did that.
Yeah,
I was like, hello, little Kim.
So same thing, like another household name is just in the room. So she recognized me and comes up to me and says, hi, how are you? I said, good, girl. How are you? What are you doing here? Like, blah, blah, blah. And then she starts going off. Let me tell you, that girl can talk. She talks a mile a minute. And it's like, she is like, it's hard to keep up. Like, I talk a mile a minute and I switch topics every five minutes. She goes even wilder than me. She's like, she goes from one story to the next, and she just has so much information. And she was just like chewing my ear off. Very nice girl, she seemed. And but yeah, she was doing a podcast over there. She's like, oh, I got to come on your podcast. And she's like, I can bring my drag queen friends on. She was like really playing up the gay thing. She's like, oh, honey, oh, Miss Thing, oh, girl. She was like,
oh, you know, calm down, girl.
She was pulling up all the yags and all the hoops and dips. But she's only in town for a short bitch. I think she's here performing for Fashion Week.
Oh,
but I said, I see her screen grab. She goes, because she said to me in the text message, she said, I think I met you before on a boat with Snooki before. I was like, yes, that's my best friend. So I made sure it said in all capitals. I said, yeah, that's my best friend.
That's my best friend.
I know that she has a torrid past with one of our loved ones, with our family members. So I want to be very careful with what I bring into my space, because in case, like, you know, because I've seen there was slander on other podcasts, and I ain't nobody trying to play dat on my show. Okay, girl.
No, yeah, that won't be good.
Okay, so hopefully she'll come on. I mean, I'm just gonna talk about Danity Kane and all the P. Diddy drama, and, you know,
I love Danity Kane.
Yes, Danity Kane, love the songs, and I want to hear all about how, remember, she was in that scandal about, like, going to, like, photoshopping her pictures like in the middle of Fiji on like on a swing over the ocean and things, wild stuff.
Oh yeah, and she's really in her bedroom, but she admitted it.
Yeah, no, I know she admitted that. She's
like, I like for it to look like editorial.
Yeah, I'm obsessed. So I want to do like a whole segment with her on that of like maybe photoshopping me into a Fiji seaside landscape. But anyway, so she might come on the show, but she was very nice. But you have nothing to worry about. She doesn't even live here. But well, yeah, tell me about Gigi. Now, when I first met you, my first words to you, besides, yes, I'll take a shot with you, were I was so nervous. I said, so are you doing any shows for Fashion Week? And I didn't know that Nicole shopped at Walmart at the time.
Yeah, like I'm a Walmart person.
But you were front row at Fashion Week this year again. Now, this a star-studded event. Tell us all about it. Gigi is the new Kendall Jenner, everyone's saying.
Well, speaking of Danity Kane, I sat next to a pussycat doll.
Which one?
I know. And then, so her daughter, Carmit? Is that how you say her name? Carmit? She's the redheaded one.
Oh, yeah. Gorgeous.
So I knew she looked familiar. And, like, we kept looking at each other. And then I sat next to her. And, like, you know, we introduced ourselves. And then I, like, died when she said who she was. And then her daughter was walking in the show. So freaking gorgeous.
Wait, did you have to ask who she was?
No, yeah. I was like, where are you from? I go, you look so familiar. I'm sorry. Where are you from? She goes, pussycat dolls. And I was like, So I freaked out. We were, like, singing all the songs.
Don't
she's fun. No, yeah, she's fun. So when her daughter walked out, they started playing their song. Stop. And like she was singing, it was just so cool because I love Pussycat Dolls. So she was there and I went with Tracy. So it was the rookie fashion show. They always ask Gigi to walk. It's like, you know, all for the kids. So they usually have like celebrity kids, a ton of athletes, their kids. And I just love how diverse it is. It's not like all freaking white people. You know what I mean? It's like every single like nationality you could think of.
And all different ages too. There was like big kids, teenagers.
Yeah, all different ages. Yeah, they have babies. So I just love like just how the show is. I have a Wi-Fi if you
can. Oh, you do?
Yeah. Ooh, okay. Gina's working at the free shop. She brought her laptop. No, but it was so cute. Giovanna walked. Last time she walked, she was 4 years old. So she hasn't walked in a while, but she wasn't nervous because she was doing it with Brooklyn. Brooklyn's like her best friend. They do cheerleading together. So me and Tracy and Tiki went together. And who else was that? Oh, Little Kim. Little Kim's daughter was in it.
Oh, she has a daughter?
Coco. And, oh my God. Was
she Ice-T.
Yes, Ice-T. So they were there with their daughter. And it was just nice. And that's the only fashion show that I'll ever go to because I'm like not into any of that. I mean, if they invite me and there's someone cool going and I'm like sitting near them, maybe I'll go. And if there's champagne. But like I'm not into that. So when Joey first met me, I'm sure you guys know the story. He was like, so are you going to any shows for Fashion Week?
This
I'm
season?
Like, what? I was like, I'm not like that, but
it's happening. It's happening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Joey was overworked the other day, and you were in the office at what, 7 a.m.? And then you were falling asleep by like 6?
Yes. It's like
you are a hard working class gal.
I am. There's so much going on there. I had to do a podcast. I did like so many interviews. You know who I interviewed yesterday?
Who?
Josh Peck from Drake and Josh. He was just an Oppenheimer.
Oh. I didn't watch that.
Me either. But it's like, I mean, it's just cool that there was someone from a fancy movie, like an Oscar movie, was in my house, you know?
So how was the interview?
Oh, so good. I was on his podcast just weeks ago. That comes out on Monday. It's a good guy's podcast. It's a girl. It's a girl with no job. His husband, Ben Soffer, and his friend, Josh Peck, who's Josh of Drake and Josh. They're very funny. So that comes out. My interview with him on the Good Guys podcast comes out on Monday. And then my interview with Trish and I is out now, where fine podcasts can be found. I also had to do a bald cut. Do you see me doing? I had to suit back into the makeup gig this year. They called upon me to do some special effects makeup at work. And I jumped right back to the opportunity. And
oh my God, I saw that.
I didn't think I still had it in me. And that's like, you know, hard to do. to make it like look good. It wasn't, I mean, it wasn't like, you know, you couldn't, it wouldn't be good for a movie, but like for like a video skit, like on YouTube, it was perfect. So I was very proud of myself in that aspect.
Yeah. So you just did like a bald cap. Like, well, what was that for?
Cause he had to look like an old man or like look bald for some skit they were doing for the show. And I, yeah, I had to,
he looks super creepy.
I know, I had to slick his hair down. Then I had to like spirit gum this latex rubber condom onto his head and then glue it in all areas and pull it tight and then keep gluing it. It was a lot of work, but I got it done. I got it done. Wait, I was going to die. So we know how we talk about when someone goes to their job and they're not working and like says, oh, is Cheryl working? Oh God. Oh, yeah. She working?
Oh yeah. Like Michelle at the ice skating rink. Yeah.
Yeah. She closed. She's closing today. Oh my God. I know she hates closing. So I was at the coffee shop today. I go to this place called Birch Coffee on my block. And I go there. So it's like a small, it's like, you know, it's not nothing like Starbucks. It's like a very hipster, like little coffee shop, like mom and pop coffee shop. It's actually a chain, but it looks like a mom and pop coffee shop. And I guess like a woman, either she worked there or
a woman,
either she worked there, but she, you can tell because they always stand off to the side and they, and she was talking to the barista and she's standing there like watching her make the coffee. And they start talking jive in front of me. I'm like, what is going on? They start talking a fancy jargon of like coffee jargon. She was saying, and I was screaming inside. I wish you were there here. She was like watching her work. She goes, oh, so what temp are you pulling at? What temp are you pulling at? How many milligrams? And she's like watching, there's like a little scale. And she's like, oh yeah, I always like to, and they're like talking about like the numbers of like the digital scale they're using to pull the thing.
And embarrassing.
And they're talking about like after pandemic. So she goes, so how's it feel to pull? She goes, how does it feel to pull in ceramic again? Yeah. How does that feel after all the pandemic? I guess they weren't allowed to serve mugs back in the pandemic. So like now I guess they're just starting to be able to serve in like glass mugs again. She goes, so how does it feel to pull in ceramic again? I know the feeling, girl. I know the feeling.
Oh my God.
And they were like talking like, so like they were talking like they like cracked a code for NASA, like about like all the bullshit they were doing. I was rolling my eyes could do jumping jacks like behind my head. They would have. It was the funniest fucking. I wish I could have recorded it, but they're like, they probably don't have cell phones in there.
You know who that reminds me of? You know that guy that you introduced me to? Or you didn't introduce me to. You showed me his page on TikTok. And he always like does these skits. And he's so funny.
Oh, yeah. I forget his name. Devontae or what's his name?
So he did that. He did a one skit how he used to work at Starbucks. But then he got a different job. And then he came back in. He was like, oh, you're still here? And like saying all this shit. So stupid.
Like I still know the code to the back.
Yeah.
Didn't you do that when you went back to Forever 21 after you quit there?
Yeah, I feel like I did that 100%. Because I filmed the show. I think it was like season 2. So like everybody knew who I was. And I went to Mommy's and I went to the mall where I used to work at. And that was like the first time I ever got bombarded. Like I still could like go out in public and not, you know, nobody know who I am. But then after that mall experience, like I was like, oh shit, I can't walk anywhere anymore. So I walked to the store and my old manager was there. And I feel like she was always like nasty to me and mean to me. And then she was like, oh, Nicole. And I'm like, shut up. You never liked me.
Yeah. Did you call
all these fake people like me now? Like you hated me. But yeah, I totally did that in Forever 21.
So I was in the Hamptons with these girls. So they sent us like this little like a van up from the city. So all the people that were growing to stay in the house. There was like five of us. It was like me, my friend Alex, this guy from Arizona, and then these two girls who are best friends, and they were so fun. Were they? One of them name is Victoria.
Literally, shut up.
Victoria, she's the founder.
So fun.
One of the girls' names is Victoria, and she's the founder of Amber Club, which is basically like, you know how they have like, you know they have speed dating, right?
Wait, who?
You know how they're, you know what speed dating is, right?
Oh, yeah.
So she founded this company called Amber Club, which is kind of, it's speed dating, but it's also you know about that fancy dating site for what, Raya?
Mingle?
No, Raya. It's like,
oh,
so
yeah.
Like celebrities.
Oh,
people,
yeah, you have
some rich people
get on there.
Fancy rich people. So she built the first of its kind club like that. It's like, you know, or like Millionaire Matchmakers.
First of its kind.
Yeah, so it's called Amber Club, AMBYR Club. So she starts a speed dating thing for like, you know, like-minded people. And she does it for everything. Like she curates all different things. It doesn't have to be rich. It's just like people that she thinks would get along together. And she takes a lot of time to make sure that the people in the memberships that she's bringing to each event, that it's going to be successful. So she's very smart in that way. So she's very funny. And then it's her friend is Emily, who's a stunning stunning model, Amanda Janes. She's a stunning Australian model. They were so much fun. They both love you. And they found out in the car that we were friends. They started screaming and banging their feet. Like they were like obsessed with you, even from Australia. They're like so excited that we were friends. So we were talking about.
Hello, Mike.
Because they let, you know, you think because Vic is like, you know, she's in the business of dating. So she knows this stuff. And, you know, and then Emily's just, you know, just a girl, you know, that dates like, you know, men. So they were talking about in the car about icks. And it's a big thing about like things that gross them out, like tiny things that gross them out.
Oh my God. That's my favorite trend on TikTok right now.
Okay. So they were all discussing in the car, and between these two girls, I was like on the phone, me and the other guy were mortified. Like not that I'm gay. Like I'm not like thinking about them, but it's just
you're not gay.
I'm not yet. They sent me their icks, and they were the craziest things. And I want to talk about the things that they said. So, and then also, this is like crazy. You're gonna die. And then some things that we think of so far. So let's talk about. I'm gonna talk about Emily's first. Vic. So Vic, this is the owns of speed dating. So her first thing, things that men do that give me the ick. Okay, her first thing is sitting on a low beach chair. I don't understand.
Okay. That. Yeah, I can see that. Okay.
Like sitting close to the ground, or maybe having to get up from the low beach chair or something like that. She's like, yeah. Oh my God. Running after a rolling water bottle or something blowing in the wind, like that, trying to catch it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what my ick is?
What?
Guys that are walking on rocks.
Oh, like with their feet,
and they're,
like,
ow, and ow, they're ow. Like, yeah.
I had to do that at your shore house.
You do that all the time.
I know. My feet always, that's why I have to put things on. She said having a twin is an ick. I don't understand that. Freshly shaven beards. Now, girls, chip in. You can, even Gina can chip in. Freshly shaven
How
beards.
How is that an ick? It's like stubbly?
Yeah, it like hurts.
Oh, we have a peanut gallery here, Gina.
Oh, I have no icks because I'm desperate, so.
Well, you can still have icks. Even
for someone
as unwanted as you are, Gina, someone could still have an ick. What about, she said, bending over while naked for a man?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I prefer that in my line of work. Legs dangling from a bar stool or a couch.
Ew.
It's happening. It's happening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
You know what's an ick? Guys laugh. Like it has to, like you have to like really like your man's laugh.
Yes. That's
I dated some guys and like I like them, but then every time they laughed, I was like, like I wanted to throw up.
That comes
Gianni,
out.
Gianni, obviously, I don't mind. Like that was like a deal breaker for me, his laugh and the way his hands looked.
This was one of the big ones that she said we talked about in the car for like going ongoing. And this is just one of her biggest icks is running with a backpack on or backpacks in general.
What, like you're late to class?
Yeah, like a guy running. I don't know. I guess he's just guys wearing a backpack or running with a backpack on. She goes, that's the big one for her.
I guess like getting to the train or something. Yeah, that would ick me out. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Tripping on the sidewalk.
Guys wear gym sneakers to the like bar.
Yeah. Tripping on the sidewalk and making eye contact while doing it. I guess that's it.
Yeah, these are weird.
These are so strange. Yeah.
Arching your back in any scenario. So like when a guy stretches, like and like arches his back, it really bothers her. Okay. And then long basketball shorts. I like arching the back because that means her shirt goes up a little bit and you can see their tummy.
Yeah, that I don't mind that.
Long basketball shorts. Okay, now that she ends with the same thing. So those are her icks. Which, you know, everyone has their own thing. But now she gets a list of things that we call licks that are things that she likes about a guy. Like that they do strange things that they do that she really likes. I coined the phrase licks. It's turning their baseball cap from front to back.
Hot.
Yeah.
Hot, right?
Hot.
Love that. For some reason, she likes a little tinge of natural body odor. Like, not stink, but she doesn't want them to smell like cologne. She just wants them to smell like natural, like a man. Like a little body odor she likes.
Yeah, I don't mind that. If it's not like too much. Like, this, if we're snuggling and he smells like a man, I'm fine.
She said reversing the car and putting one hand behind the passenger's head seat headrest.
Like a dad?
So no, hot.
That's my ick.
I love that. I do that.
Because it reminds me of my dad so much. Like, that I don't find that hot at all.
I love it because I can't use those little cameras. I don't trust them. That's technology.
No, you definitely do that.
With you young whippersnappers, you can't trust those cameras.
You 100% do that.
I still do it.
He's like, all right.
She said wrist hair is a lick. She loves like a guy with like a watch or like a lot of wrist hair. I don't know what that means, but I like all hairy guys, so that's fine for me. Loosening a tie, just like when you're at a wedding and their neck's bothering them, like loosening his tie. That's hot.
I love Gianni's thick thighs. Mm-hmm. I like a thick thigh with some man hair. Like, I like that.
Back when they said she said about the laugh, she goes, she really likes a really loud, a genuine laugh though. She likes when they have like a really, really good laugh and it's loud.
A laugh is like a big thing for me.
And she said having a big nose is a lick for her. She loves guys to have to have a big nose, she said. And I don't think it's for dick. Dick right? Size. I think she just likes it. And then the last one is screaming fuck when something annoying happens. She likes that.
Fuck.
Do you like that?
Well, okay. Then, does all the time and I'm like, ooh.
Okay. And now this is Emily. This is Emily.
Yeah.
This is Emily James, the gorgeous Aussie model. I'm going to read them off. She hates when they imitate her accent too much. Like, she has an Australian accent. So when a guy's like, always like, oh, good day, mate. Like, every 5 minutes to her, she goes, it's fucking annoying. And it grosses her out. When they dress in Burning Man clothes. When they check themselves out in a mirror. That's gross.
I like when Gianni checks himself
out. Now, this is a taboo subject for you, Nicole. Trigger warning. Going to Disney / thinking Disney is cool. And I'm assuming that's without kids.
Disney is so fucking cool. What?
I'm assuming that's with guys without kids, though. Guys that make TikToks, obviously, that's the biggest ick ever. When they're like dancing the camera and like singing along to songs.
Oh my god! Bye.
I mean, if they're in like Lorenzo's age, that's one thing. But if they're like after high school, like is over, it's like no. Yeah. Having more than 1,000 followers is a big ick for her.
Get that one.
Doing the chant from Wolf of Wall Street. I don't know what that means. What does that mean?
Oh yeah, that's so embarrassing. Oh my god,
what is it?
Does that. It's when they're like pounding their chest. Yeah, like
ew.
It's a song.
Oh yeah, they're like humming, and then they like they start stomping and shit. Basically, we don't like finance bros, is what it sounds like to me.
She says men who can't handle their alcohol. That's gross too. Like, even if you're drunk, I need you to be able to take care of the situation if something happens.
Yeah, true.
Like, I'm not meaning drive, but like, you know, be able to like get me out of a bad situation or like do something without just
all right. Don't black out and be able to get me home. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a very sexy thing. For me, making sure
that's our job is to black out.
Says that house music is their favorite music genre. That's an ick for her. Choose gum. They vape. I guess she said she'd rather have them smoke a real cigarette than vape, which I understand for a guy.
I actually get that.
Yeah, I feel that a little bit.
I mean, for girls, it's fine.
I feel like that's more masculine.
It's very
vaping's
masculine
like for girls.
Yeah, I think it's vaping's fine for girls. I think because they don't want their breath to smell and they want to be, you know, the fruity flavors. And I think it's a thing. But I think I think like even like when like Nick and like our straight friends like vape, it's just it is odd to me. It stands out to me as like something gross. This is something very specific. They point in the wrong direction when they're talking about something and they're saying, we went down here for dinner tonight, or we went up, but she's pointing up like not like having the right sense of direction, like in anywhere they are. That bothered her. They hold their nose when they jump in the water and then open toed shoes on men. And then
oh, you know what's next for me? Sandals. Mm-hmm. When guys wear the thong sandals.
Flip flops. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, me too.
Oh no. Like, bitch.
Like, wear slides.
Yeah, I don't want anything in between your big fat toe.
And then Emily James. And then Emily Jane's licks are when a man gets tired in a workout class and isn't scared to take a break and catch his breath. I mean, I've never seen that for my own eyes because I don't go to workout classes, but I guess I mean, she likes, you know, a person that's not a guy that's masculine enough to say that, you know, he's
tired. It's happening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
What are your guys' licks and nicks? Mine are definitely a guy that doesn't know that he's hot. Like a guy that's a guy that's like a 7, but a guy that's a 7 but thinks he's like a 4 is like a 10 to me.
I agree.
Like it's the hottest thing. I guess you're avoiding arrogance and you're avoiding people that are like think they're too hot for shit. But you also don't want a guy that's self-conscious. You just don't want someone to know how hot they are.
Yeah.
That's what's hot about it.
No, well, I've dated a couple cocky guys and that was such an ick for me.
Right? Like guys that
calm down.
You want to be proud of themselves or have self-esteem, but you don't want them to be cocky. Another one of mine is when they are like they go out of their way to be nice to wait staff and to old people and to mothers and to like parents and stuff. 100%. Like when it's genuine, when it's not fake, I can handle himself and not be shy in front of to go into a new family, just like she's right away vibe or say, hey, to the dad, just like, you know, talk about sports or just vibe in and not be sitting in the corner scared to talk. That is the biggest ick for me when that happens, but it's the biggest lick for me when that happens. I love when that happens because it's just like, you can handle yourself. It's not that serious.
100%. Well, I like when they're very generous and they're like not doing it just to like do it. Like they truly like generous, like taking care of, you know, their family when they can and like doing things for you and just like always basically just being selfless. Like, you know, they want to take care of other people. That's a lick.
I know. I love that. I love when we're talking about licks now, not icks. Other licks. What else do I love? I don't know. I just love everything.
I like black bracelets.
Oh, yeah. Just black? Black? Only black?
I thought that was going a way different direction.
I think I like black. I think I just like black.
We're going to mention jewelry.
Gianni wears some, you know, like the chain black or the braided black bracelet.
Yeah.
I like what he wears.
I think a plain white t-shirt on a guy just like around the house is the cutest thing in the world, the sexiest thing. Put a man in a tuxedo or a black or just a plain white t-shirt and they automatically look 10 times sexier.
Yeah, that's true.
Well, I just came up with it. Should I wear a tuxedo tonight? With a white t-shirt under it?
Totally.
Ultimate sex appeal.
Yeah.
You know, what's your ex? Let's unpack while you're still single at 40. Do you have a...
Oh my God!
You're
gonna
you're 28. You're not even 30 yet.
Let's go with that.
Sure. Oh, wait. I was invited to your 30th and I didn't come. Is that correct?
Yeah, 2 years ago.
Bob, you're 32.
None of you showed up, rude.
Well, I had a legit...
So I remember the name of it. It was Electric Zoo. Electric Circus, it was called.
I thought you went with...
Neon Circus.
Yes. It was neon
at your party.
Neon drip or something like that. I don't even remember. Yes, it was a mix of Izu and Warped Tour. I don't really have a lot of icks, but I have a lot of licks.
What do you like? Tell me so we can find you gentlemen.
Yes, tattoos, all like not on the neck, but like arms and legs, especially
arms,
legs.
Yeah. Oh, I love it. Johnny has a thigh tattoo.
Well, if you have like thick thighs,
so hot,
and you put like tats on them, I'm in.
Yeah.
Sold. Definitely. I'm trying to think, when you were saying the thing about house music, I almost kind of agree with that. They need to have, a different genre that they love. But they need to have a genre they love. You can't tell me you like all music. I like all music, too. You need to give me one. Like, if they're into emo music, you know?
I like 90s.
Okay. I've never heard of...
Like, 90s is my favorite. Okay. But that's not a genre, is it?
No, that's just a era.
Well, I would say 90s alternative.
Okay. I can get behind that.
Yeah.
But if they're, into, those new rappers, I'm like, that's an ick.
No.
That's an ick because I'm concerned for you. I'm concerned about your mental health,
you know,
normally.
Let's think, what else? An ick is when all they talk about is sports. If they can't talk about anything but sports, they have nothing else to identify them as but sports in college. They still talk about their college days, and they're in their, like, you know, late 20s, early 30s. That's an ick.
Going out, like almost every day during the week is disgusting.
Oh, absolutely.
Or, like, drinking every night.
Every night. As an adult, like, if you're, like, fresh out of college, all right, you're learning your ways. But at our age, absolutely. What are you doing? What are you doing with your life?
Same. Yeah, absolutely. I'm not talking about, like, you know, like having a wine, like with dinner and then, like, closing up on the couch watching a movie, but like having to, like, go.
No, like raging.
No, it's like wanting to go to a dive bar
and asking if they can get, like, drugs somewhere.
Yeah. Which, like, no. We have witnessed on a Tuesday many times.
Tuesday.
In Morristown, but Tuesday.
Yeah. go on Morristown on a Tuesday. Most of the people are our age.
Yeah, that's not cute.
And they're, like, trying to get drugs somewhere, like you just said.
Yeah, no.
Not cute. No.
Yeah.
Oh God! I'm not a fan of the whole soup thing. That sometimes icks me out.
Eating like soup.
You were
soup?
Saying like, no, a soup.
Soup.
A soup. That gives me the ick sometimes because I feel like I don't, like, no offense to people, I'm not a finance chick. Like, I don't get into that vibe. They're very. So I feel like that's what that reminds me of when I see a guy in a suit.
Oh, like a cocky rich guy.
Yeah, like a cocky rich dude. Yeah.
No, I
like
love
they live in
it.
Broken off of mommy's money.
Like Joey's bougie.
Oh, no, I don't care about being bougie. Even if he works at a Verizon store, I don't care. And nothing's wrong with a Verizon store. But even if he's not like a douchey finance bro, if you're not, or a coffee or anything, a man in a suit is like, it's a hot, that's hotter to me than seeing someone naked. Like, I just have dreams of like, it's like unzipping his trousers and taking a deal out and just like going to town. Like,
freak.
Love a man in a suit.
You should see the porno that was on Joey's laptop.
What was it?
It was the two guys in the room touching each other.
Oh.
Can you be more specific, ma'am?
I mean, he's like, that's every porn.
Well, they were in a room with their pants down, and they were both, like, slowly jerking each other off.
Wow.
Slowly pleasuring each other?
Yes.
Oh, my God.
And it was on your laptop.
Well, I just had to close
in front of Access Hollywood.
Oh, my God. Stop.
And you were like, what? I was like, ew.
You gotta learn to shut your stuff off. What's wrong with
you know why, guys? I'm sure any guy listening, or even girls, I'm sure some girls watch Philly Things. The thing is with me, like, after you finish, I'm so disgusted with myself. I don't have the
power. Just close the laptop.
Oh no,
I just slam it shut and throw the laptop because I don't even want to press the buttons. I just want to slam the thing.
I'm disgusted with myself.
And I throw it. Everyone knows. If you're able to shut the button, you have more power than I do. But then I forget that I have work and home things, and I have to bring my computer. I don't do it on my work computer because I watch what you do on there. But on my home computer, if I have to, like, go to, like, you know, a cafe, or bring my laptop, you know, somewhere, it's always on there. And I have to like watch it, like peek into it, and then listen for like
You gotta shut it off. You gotta be careful. Sick. You never know. Nasty. You never know who's gonna take your laptop and open it up. It's a fear of mine. That's an actual fear.
But do you watch freaky shit? Like, what do you watch?
I watch my own stuff.
What
you watch you watch video girls do girls watch videos when they jerk off?
Yeah, I want to know what you
my
watch.
My future sister-in-law listens to this.
Oh, whatever.
No, I watch all different types of stuff. I like to be taken care of.
All right,
but you watch it while you touch yourself?
Yeah, what else are you doing?
Oh,
what else are you watching?
Why it's so
you
foreign do? That a male can do, a woman can do, a man can do.
Oh, you think women don't do that?
I didn't think they did. I'm very confused. I never seen it.
I'm gonna be honest, for a while I didn't, because the person that I was sleeping with did a good enough job that I didn't need to watch anything to take care
of myself.
Would
you like to shout them out?
Just think about. No, absolutely not.
My name.
What did he say?
Would you like to shout them out here on the podcast?
No. They know who they are.
Oh no.
Well, if everyone's wondering who the busty lady on the other end of the line is today, it's Gina DeLuca. From the
DeLuca.
Gina DeLuca.
Oh no, Gina.
Oh my god.
Do that to her.
Oh my god.
The
you don't even know my last name, Joe?
You don't know her last name?
Joey, no. You've been to my house.
I know how to sell you last. It's a Czechia. There's a season it.
Sakala. What?
I know.
My father's gonna be so upset you don't know his last name. You've been to
don't
his
say
house.
That. We don't say that. He won't let me back in the house.
Yeah, you're right.
What's your Instagram, Gina? So everyone can look at you while they talk and they can pleasure themselves to your voice.
I feel like a lot of you follow her already. She's like my number one model on the Sookie Shop Instagram.
She's always in bikinis in the front window, and we have to call the cops. Yes.
She's got a nice ass.
She's got a dumpy.
Thank you.
Well, this has been lovely. What now, Snoopy, you're going to be there for the whole weekend. If I after the wedding, are you staying till Monday at Mommy's?
No, I'm coming back tomorrow.
Oh.
I got to get the kids ready for school because they start school on Monday. So I got to get all the shit ready. I still got to go and buy them sneakers at like Dick's. I still got shit to do. So this is my day to like wild out and have fun, celebrate Steph's birthday. And then it's back to being a mommy tomorrow.
Well, I have to go to the wedding in New Jersey. So if you're listening to this now and I'm coming to the wedding today, either if you're going to come up to me and ask for a picture, make sure you have some uppers for me. And I'm not talking about no Vyvanse. All right. I want the hard stuff. I want a mainline in the men's room. Okay, girls, bring me cigarettes. Break. Bring me Parliament 100s. Bring me vapes. Bring me nude pictures of your dad and your boyfriend or your husband or your late husband. Yeah, and we'll just have a good time. But I'll be hiding in bed for the rest of the weekend until further notice. Have the best time. I'm so proud of you, Nicole, that you've left your hometown and now you're going back to be welcomed with the key to the city at Dutchess Stadium. Just many years ago, you were selling soft pretzels and probably sneaking
hot
beer,
dogs.
Sneaking beer out of your backpack with Stephanie behind the counter, like ducking down.
Oh, 100%. I was chugging all the alcohol.
And now you're their star player. You have the key to the city and you're the... You made the most proudest and the most successful person come out of that county. And I'm so proud of you, Nicole.
Dreams do come true.
They do. And also, Dina will be singing the national anthem today, poolside. I mean, I'm courtside.
I mean, she might. She might. Or she's singing Take Me Out to the Ball Game. So if you bitches can get there, please come. It's going to be so stupid and fun.
And Angelina's going to be doing the valet car parking. So if you want to get a VIP car parking pass, Angelina will be there for exclusive auto in the parking lot.
Exclusive.
Well, Crusaders, we love you so much. Thank you so much for listening today. Have the best weekend. Chin up, panties down. Go bet Medicine Mama. Book us on Cameo. And have the best weekend.
It's happening.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.